It would have been a perfect operation had not the rest of the squad arrived, having put all their effort into running and leaving none of it to spare for slowing down. There were collisions. Maledict went down as his captive kicked him in the chest, and the man tried to scramble away, cannoning into Tonka. Polly leapt over Igorina, was almost tripped by a fallen Wazza, and threw herself desperately toward the quarry, now on his knees. He had a dagger out and waved it wildly in front of her, while he grasped his throat with his other hand and made choking noises. She knocked the knife away, ran behind him, and slapped him on the back as hard as she could. He fell forward. Before she could grab him, a hand lifted him bodily, and Jackram's voice roared, "Can't have the poor man choking to death, Perks!" His other hand punched the man in the stomach with a noise like meat hitting a slab. The man's eyes crossed, and something large and white flew out of his mouth and shot over Jackram's shoulder. Jackram dropped him and turned on Blouse. "Sir, I protest, sir," he said, quivering with anger. "We lay there and watched these devils sending who knows what messages, sir. Spies, sir. We could have got 'em right there and then, sir."
"And then, Sergeant," said Blouse.
"What?"
"Don't you think the people they were talking to would wonder what had happened if the messages had stopped in mid-flow?" said the lieutenant.
"Even so, sir."
"Whereas now we have their device, Sergeant, and their masters don't know we have it," said Blouse.
"Yeah, well, but you said they were sending messages in code, sir, and—"
"I think we have their cipher book as well, Sarge," said Maledict, stepping forward with the white object in his hand.
"That man tried to eat it, Sarge, rice paper. But he rushed his food, you might say."
"And you dislodged it, Sergeant, and probably saved his life. Well done," said Blouse.
"But one of them got away, sir," said Jackram. "He'll soon get to—"
"Sergeant."
Jade was rising over the grass.
As she plodded nearer, they saw she was dragging a man by one foot. When she got closer, it became obvious that the man was dead. Living people have more head.
"I heard the shouting, and he came running, and I jumped up, and he came straight into me head first," Jade complained. "I didn't even get a chance to hit him."
"Well, Private, at least we can definitely say he was stopped," said Blouse.
"Sir, this man is dying,"
said Igorina, who was kneeling by the man Sergeant Jackram had so positively saved from choking.
"He hath been poisoned."
"Hath he? By whom?" said Blouse. "Are you sure?"
"The green foam coming out of his mouth is a definite clue, sir."
"What's funny, Private Maledict?" said Blouse. The vampire chuckled. "Oh, sorry, sir. They say to spies, if you're caught, eat the documents, don't they? A good way of making sure they don't give away any secrets. But you've got the soggy book in your hands, Private."
"Vampires can't be poisoned that easily, sir," said Maledict calmly.
"It was probably only fatal by mouth, in any case, sir," said Igorina. "Terrible stuff, stuff. He's dead, sir. Nothing I can do."
"Poor fellow. Well, we have the codes anyway," said Blouse. "This is a great discovery, men."
"And a prisoner, sir, and a prisoner," said Jackram.
The one surviving man who had been operating the clacks groaned and tried to move.
"A bit bruised, I expect," Jackram added with some satisfaction. "When I land on someone, sir, they stay landed on."
"Two of you, bring him with us," said Blouse. "Sergeant, there's a few hours to dawn, and I want to be well away from here. I want the other two buried somewhere down in the woods, and—"
"You just have to say, 'Carry on, Sergeant, sir,'" said Jackram, and it was almost a wail. "That's how it works, sir. You tell me what you want, I give 'em the orders."
"Times are changing, Sergeant," said Blouse.
End of CD 4.